Now we're going to get on to some names. And a few of these I might be able to just mention to tell me, you know, what would be the name for your sister? Your sister's name.
My sister's name, or you want to actual name, or would I just, I'm speaking of her, would I say
what
this?
What is her actual name?
I have two sisters, Mary and Kate. They're 12.
And do you know the name of George Washington's wife?
I think she was Mary.
she wasn't. Let's see. Okay, there's the sister of one of the Marys in the Bible was named it. You hear the words used together a whole lot. Mary and starts with an M.
Martha?
Yeah. Okay, what?
Yeah, Martha Washington, too.
Yes. This other name, I've heard of it most often in a song. Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
Yeah. Okay. Nickname for a little boy. His real name is William.
Robert. Bob.
His real name is William.
But
his name is
Bob?
No, I mean his nickname is. Bob would be the nickname for Robert.
Yeah, and okay. William.
The nickname for William would be. Let's see. Okay, another name would be a name for a male goat.
Oh, Bill.
Okay, or what would be another way you might say Bill? Some of the other ways you might say it.
Bill, Billy, and William, and...
Okay. Go back up to Nellie for a minute. Do you know the name that comes from? It begins with an H.
Offhand, I don't...
It's a nickname for Helen. Did you say that name for me?
Helen.
Okay, this next name, you don't hear too many people name this, but now it's becoming real common again. It's a biblical name. It's the first book in the New Testament. Do you know that name? It starts with an M. It's kind of a long name.
Matthew?
A woman who conducts a school or who teaches is called what?
A school teacher?
Okay, I'm trying to get you to pronounce a certain family name, and I don't know a very easy way of getting you to say this particular name. You might have heard, there's a river in Charleston named after this name. There's a town where the Baseball's Hall of Fame is in this kind of town. And are you familiar with the term I'm looking for? I'll just keep it.
Cooper.
Say that name if you were going to say the wife. Cooper, how would you say Mr., not Mr. Cooper?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Do you have a name or a term you would use for a preacher who's not really trained? He doesn't have a regular pulpit. He maybe preaches on Sunday here and there, but he actually makes his living doing something else. Do you have a term for that kind of thing?
I know a good many of them, but no, I don't know it's too more than just a part-time preacher.
Have you ever had a name for someone who's just a part-time teacher or a part-time doctor?